This is CDM's Grow Podcast, leading children's ministry with purpose. At CDM, our desire is to strengthen your church by connecting you to the people and resources you need to make disciples.
Welcome to our second podcast in Retreat to Advance. I'm B.A. Snyder, and today we want to talk about prayer, spending a day away in prayer and planning. And so today we want to spend our time on prayer. And I'll just tell you that one of my favorite ways to do this is simply with the acronym that I learned probably sometime in college, ACTS, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, and Supplication. That's just a way that I in particular lay out my prayer day, if I'm going to have a day away. Some people do it based on the Lord's Prayer, whatever is comfortable for you. But let me just go through it today with you based on this ACTS, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, and Supplication. We begin with adoration. Some of my favorite passages in the Psalms, Psalm 145, Psalm 148. Another favorite of mine is Job 38, to pray through in adoring our God and Father, our great covenant-keeping God. Let me just read you the beginning of Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall command your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. What great verses to begin to pray through. I find that when I'm spending a concentrated time in prayer, sometimes my mind wants to wander a bit. And I find that when I pray through the scriptures, you know, I can read a verse and pray through that and then move to the next verse and pray through that, that it focuses my mind, helps me to focus my mind until I really get to that point where I can really just begin to cry out to the Lord my prayers of thanksgiving and praise, prayers of adoration. And then the second part would be prayers of confession. Taking time for personal confession of sin is a great way to continue our prayer time. If you haven't done this on a regular basis, it is a great thing to do. Begin maybe by reading Psalm 51, the great prayer of confession of David. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Taking time to confess our sins before the Lord. And then three, thanksgiving. One of my favorite passages is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And this is what it says in verse 2. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. I love to take that time away when I'm beginning to pray for our children's ministry, to pray for my church, my team, my teachers, my volunteers, my staff, my leadership. All of these things, I am thankful to the Lord for the people that he has brought into my life, for the church body, the beloved of Christ who surround me in so many ways to encourage me through good times and bad times, through smiles and tears, just my church family. I'm thankful to the Lord for them and for the team of people that God has brought around to serve in children's ministry, for my teachers, my volunteers, for the staff on the church, the leadership of our church, whether it's a leadership team, a session, diaconate, whoever it is that you have in leadership in your church, it is a great time to be thankful for them and to pray in thankfulness to the Lord for them. And then The last part of that is supplication, praying for the needs of our ministry, for our children and their families. I encouraged you in the last one to have your lists with you, and this is a time for that. Sadly, as we pray many times, the supplication part of our prayers takes over all of the other. I would encourage you, as you spend 2 to 4 hours in prayer on your day away, to take time to spend in adoration, in confession, in thanksgiving, and then finally in supplication. This is a great way to pray for our church family, for our needs, and for just the kids in our church. And I just want to tell you personally, one of the things I've discovered over years of ministry is that if I'm struggling with a kid in ministry who is acting out or is just really having a hard time, and you know, easily my heart could be hardened towards someone who is giving me a hard time. But I've found that over the years, as I begin to pray for that little one who is just so difficult, that what happens in my prayer life is not that they become easier. It's that the Lord softens my heart and gives me direction on how to handle them in a different way. It's amazing that when I begin to pray for someone, the Lord begins to work in my heart toward that someone. So I just encourage you in your time away in prayer that you begin with adoration, confession, and thanksgiving, and then for the supplication of the needs in your ministry and in your family and in the children in your ministry. God does amazing, amazing things through prayer. So this concludes our second week. Join us on the podcast next week as we look at big picture planning.